can just pray. Whatever way that you want to pray, just pray. Just pray, just pray. And I just want to lead you into prayer, but you just pray. Whatever it is that the Holy Spirit tells you to do, you just do it.
One resembled a lion, one resembled an ox, and one resembled a human, and another resembled an eagle. And the creatures had wings full of eyes. And though they were glorious and marvelous, and they looked glorious, even though they were marvelous and beautiful, but even they could not cease to worship him. And day and night they continued to worship. And they cried, "Oh, holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty." Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they cried, "Oh, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come, who remains forever." And whenever the angels gave glory to the King of Kings, the one who's enthroned forever and ever, saw the angels, they fell face down before the throne. And one of them who lives forever, to the one who lives forever, and they laid their crowns before the throne. Yeah, Lord. Yes, they laid their crowns before the throne. And they sing, "Worthy, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lord God, the everlasting. to receive power, to receive glory, honor and power. For you created all things for your pleasure. Yeah, Lord. You created all things for your pleasure. Our bowing, oh God, is for your pleasure. Our worship, oh God, is for your pleasure. And our singing, oh God, is for your pleasure. Our sacrifice, yeah, it's for your pleasure. And our praise is for your pleasure. Everything that was created is for your pleasure. And whether we worship or choose not to, your power and your reign, it still remains. And whether we worship or choose not to, but still your power, it still remains. And that's where you're worthy to receive glory. For nature knows you respond to worship. And nature knows that you respond to worship. You're the only God who responds to worship. Then a powerful angel declared, worthy, who is worthy, who can be found to be worthy to open up the scroll, and who can be found to be worthy to break the seven seals, and who can be found to be worthy? None can be found. And so I cried out in sorrow and worry, but one of the elders came and said, stop weeping, for look up, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, for look up to the root of David, the King of Kings, who conquered, who is the chief cornerstone. He alone is worthy to open up the scroll, and he alone is worthy to open up the seven seals, and he alone is worthy to read its contents. No one else is worthy but him alone. Then I looked up and I heard many angels, myriads encircling the throne. Many angels, myriads circling the throne. And I heard voices of creatures and elders. Myriads of voices that sounded like thunder, crying, worthy, worthy is Christ the Lamb, who was slaughtered for my sins, who was slaughtered for the sins of the world. May he receive power, may he receive great might, may he receive wisdom, may he receive wealth, may he receive honor, may he receive glory, may he receive praise, now and forever. Then every living being in heaven and on earth joined in the song of the angels, and every creature in heaven and on earth, and under the heavens, and under the earth, and even in the seas, they joined with one song. And even in the seas, they joined in one song. They joined the heavens and joined the elders, saying, worthy, worthy, saying, worthy, worthy. In one voice they worship, saying, worthy, worthy, praise and glory, dominion and power to the God enthroned and to Christ the Lamb, forever and ever and eternally. One who lives and knows how to live in our praise, to the one who lives and is robed in power, to the one who lives, the omnipresent God, there's a one who lives, the all-knowing God, to the one who lives, the Lord of hosts, to the one who lives, Jehovah Adonai, to the one who lives, the great I am, to the one who lives, the whole God who knows I've been up high.